This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Montgomery and Macoupin County Farm Bureaus have a special event planned for this evening at Carl Martin's Farm just north of Raymond. Montgomery County Farm Bureau President Jay Neiman says the public is invited to attend a machine shed meeting with Illinois Farm Bureau President Rich Giebert as the main speaker. Jay, an exciting event on August 1st, going to be hosting a meeting with your guest of honor, I guess you'd say, as President Giebert of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
Yes, Katie, thank you. Yeah, we're honored to have President Giebert come in this direction to visit with us. We are co-sponsoring this with the Montgomery County as well as the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. And President Giebert's going to be speaking at the farm of Carl Martin, located there just off the interstate there in Raymond. You're probably familiar with Carl Martin's farm. He's right there. He's got the Shrine of Our Lady of the Highways shrine in his front yard. His actual farm location is 1 mile north of Raymond. Raymond exit is number 63, and he's on the west side frontage road on the west side of Interstate 55. And while President Giebert's here, he's going to be speaking primarily about the future of the Farm Bureau organization. In 2016, the Illinois Farm Bureau is celebrating 100 years of its organization, and they've had a lot of exciting things throughout the course of the year. And one thing that's come about is the changing with the times and keeping up with contacting our members and working in hand-in-hand also with the legislation and the different ways that we do make contacts with them. And it used to be that it was a lot of letters to the legislators and stuff and contacting our members through the U.S. Postal Service. And nowadays things have kind of transitioned more. Just for an example, using emails and text messaging. So we're kind of trying to get the organization caught up to that a little bit and just what directions the organization wants to go and where the future is going to be at, where we're going to be at 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years from now. And he's going to touch on a lot of those subjects whenever he comes to speak with us. The meeting will be starting on Monday, August the 1st. We're going to start at 6 o'clock. And we're going to have a meal sponsored, meal that will be prepared for us by the Montgomery County pork producers. They're going to come and fix pork patties for us and have a few sides so that figure that way we could kind of have our meeting and socialize and get to know your neighbors and other Farm Bureau associated people at the same time. So the public is invited to attend this as well as Farm Bureau members. And we're very much so looking forward to it, along with Macoupin County, looking forward to having everybody there and kind of working the two counties together.
And, Jay, is there any pre-registration required, or can folks just show up that evening?
If they would like to pre-registration or if they would like to call for more information, they can contact the Montgomery County Farm Bureau at 217-532-6171, or they can contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. And yes, if they would like to pre-register, that's always appreciated, so we have an idea of how many sandwiches we need to have prepared and how much food and drink we have to have along with us to be prepared for. But if it's a last-minute decision, come on out. We'll make do.
And Farm Bureau being a membership organization, you guys are always looking for new members, so this might be a good way for people to find out more about Farm Bureau?
Yes, they can come out and visit with the managers of both counties if they'd like to, or any of the directors. We're hoping to have our complete board of directors at from both counties at this event, and they can visit if they're in a particular township. They can visit with their representation on the board from that township or anybody else that if they'd like to get more information and can kind of plug in and get information as well as some of what our member benefits are. That I might add that some of the local benefits that we do have are the O'Reilly Auto Parts provides local benefit with a 10% discount on purchasing of parts, as well as Napa McKay Auto Parts are two of our local benefits, and R&R Glass in Litchfield is another local benefit that we have. I might also add that Macoupin County Chiropractic is a member benefit for, and these are both benefits for Montgomery and Macoupin County Farm Bureau members.
Well, definitely sounds like it'd be a fun event and a way to learn more about both of the organizations. And another event that the Farm Bureau is involved with, at least in Montgomery County, we've got Butler Homecoming coming up on August 5th and 6th. And, Jay, as I understand, you guys are sponsoring that event?
Yes, we help to sponsor it along. There's quite a few people that do sponsor that event, but we do help to sponsor the T-shirts that are given away to the winners of the tractor pulls. And it is always a good time and some of the best fish around that you can have. But they always have a very good event, and it's always exciting. We'll bring the family. It is a family event. People come from all over to experience the tractor and truck and lawnmower and four-wheeler pulling at its finest.
All right. Well, folks can be looking forward to that on August 5th and 6th. And then remind us again the event that President Giebert's going to be speaking at, time and date, and where that's happening.
Yes. President Giebert will be here on Monday, August the 1st at 6 o'clock at the Carl Martin Farm, which is just north of Raymond, and is sponsored by Montgomery and Macoupin County Farm Bureau. And we look forward to seeing everybody out there that can make it for that day.
Jay Neiman, president of the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. And we'll be back with more farm news after these messages. Today is the deadline for farmers to enroll in agriculture risk coverage or price loss coverage programs for the 2016 crop year. According to the Illinois Farm Service Agency Executive Director, Sherry Giamanco, producers have already elected ARC or PLC, but they must enroll for the 2016 crop year by signing a contract by the August 1st deadline to receive program benefits. Producers are encouraged to contact their local FSA offices to schedule an appointment to enroll. The programs trigger financial protections for participating ag producers when market forces cause substantial drops in crop prices or revenues. Nationwide, more than 1.76 million farmers and ranchers are expected to sign contracts to enroll in ARC or PLC. Covered commodities under the programs include corn, wheat, and soybeans, and a number of other crops. And for more program information, you can contact your local FSA office. In other news, when Congress returns to Washington, D.C., it will have over 100 appropriations bills to work through, including the Ag Appropriations Bill, which Politico says could face some stiff challenges. Both the House and Senate versions of ag appropriations would cut current spending levels by 2%. The toughest policy fights in the ag bill include e-cigarettes, poultry, and food stamps. The House bill was amended to exempt e-cigarettes and premium cigars from FDA regulation, which Appropriations Committee Democrats oppose. The Senate bill doesn't contain that same amendment. A provision in both bills would block a USDA rule requiring stores that accept food stamps to put healthier choices on their shelves. Opponents of the rule say it's too burdensome for the businesses. The House bill would block the Grain Inspection, Packers and Stockyards Administration rules, giving contract protections to poultry growers while they negotiate with processors. That language is not included with the Senate version of the bill. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.